Oracle Message, New Year 2018. I asked my spirit guides, "What messages do you have for my people at this time of the wolf moon, the supermoon, and the turning of the year?" And this is what they said. "We greet you, dear ones, and give thanks for this asking and your listening. There is much and much occurring on your earth plane that requires your attention. We ask that you expand your perceptions to expand your understanding, both of what is occurring and what is needed from you. Human perceptions are so much greater than you have been taught. You have been trained out of perceiving the subtle realms. You are made fun of for believing in fairies. You were taught to ignore the subtle, small promptings of information coming to you in ways not considered normal. Your vision is not limited to what your eyes can see. And yes, what you sometimes perceive at the edges of your field of eye vision is real. Energy traveling through you is real. Energy emanating from you is real. Subtle energies are more real than much of what you believe. You are accustomed to pay attention only to what is obvious to the human senses you have been taught to believe in. Sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch. And you have been taught to pay attention to only what is obvious and strong in these. Subtle communication requires quiet, requires practice, requires more of you and from you. We ask that you expand your perceptions. Open your other senses, which have been dormant. We ask that you open to receiving communication from all the subtle realms. And what if this is not crazy, but exactly what is needed for the rebalancing of humanity with your world? Some are beginning to understand this again on Earth. Communication is not dependent on wires, electricity, sound waves, light. Cosmic communication is instantaneous, on levels that you must trust. Let go of this false idea that if your current quote-unquote science cannot measure something, it does not exist. It is only that your current quote-unquote science is working within limiting beliefs that prevent true understanding. So much more is available to you. What if you did not limit yourselves to what you have been taught, to what you are used to what is comfortable? You know that comfort is lovely, yet comfort extended over time is stasis, and stasis becomes death. Life is ever evolving. Consciousness is ever evolving. To grow, you must leave comfort sometimes. Expansion is not comfortable. Take deliberate steps to move outside of comfort, outside of normal perceptions, on a regular basis. And we do not require that you never be comfortable. You need times of comfort and rest as an embodied human. It is only that you must not remain there. 2017 was the year of the trickster, as we told Ariana. The trickster in aspect of prankster, but also in aspect of tearing down that which no longer serves, as the awakener. This has happened in many countries on Earth. Many of you have come to see that you can no longer be complacent, be comfortable, that more is required of you, and that the time is short for humans. You are called to expand your perceptions and your consciousness, open to the idea of communicating with trees, with whales, with birds, flowers, stones, water, earth, wind, and yes, with fairy realms, and with us, and with your own circle of spirit guides. Open to the consciousness of all things. Connect with them. We are waiting for you to truly perceive us, all of us. We are your natural allies. open to receive this communication in many ways. It comes as feelings, perhaps, as a sense, a small nudge, an invitation to look more deeply, to look into things, not at them. You may quote-unquote hear things. We put this in quotes because hearing is more than receiving sound in your ears. You may receive words, images, sounds, songs in the winds through your soul, through your energy fields. You will perceive these in other ways, open to this. Then you must believe and accept. Be willing to accept what you receive. Sometimes you must translate so that you may understand. Ask for more. Ask for clarification. And sometimes the understanding will come at another time. Look, listen, see, and hear in new ways. See below. See around, see through, see without seeing. Sometimes what you are looking for cannot be seen straight on. See around the edges and at the periphery. Give yourself permission. Listen for the faint thread of sound that your ears cannot perceive but your soul can. Feel beyond your skin. Feel in your energy fields. Extend your awareness further and further out. And further in from what you have been taught is normal. Here lies the healing for you, for your loved ones, for your country, your world, your earth, and for cosmic creation. And, dear ones, move deeply and ever more deeply into the love of the Divine Mother of all. This love is always available for all of you, and indeed is the very center of creation. As you expand your awareness into the subtle realms, also give yourself permission to feel the good and happiness and abundance and joy that you already are and that you already have. Consciously spend more time in feeling this good, this happiness, this abundance, this joy. As you feel and pay attention to these feelings and stay in the feelings longer, these expand. This is a much more powerful motivator than the guilt, fear, and shame you have been taught. It is a powerful connector to the heart of all, to the heart and energy of creation, to the heart of the Divine Mother. This year is the year of fierce healing. Healing old wounds within, with others, in the collective, and with Earth. Fierce because you must do this with strong intention, and you must not stop. You must not be stopped. You want to hide these old wounds. Many of you have spent much energy hiding these and pushing them away, down, back, under. This does not work. And this is healing with love. Look at these old wounds straight on with love. And this is another kind of seeing. Then it is doing with love. Old cultural stories that do not serve also must be healed. Stories that say any beings on the planet are lesser than any others. That say humans have the right to take whatever they want from Mother Earth without regard for the consequences. Stories that say any races are superior, any genders are superior, that girls are like this and that boys are like that, that violence is the only solution to conflict, that conflict is inevitable. So many stories to release and heal. And yes, some of your favorite religious stories must also be released, ones that have been distorted, rewritten from their original intention to support the other cultural stories instead of the oneness of all in the love of the Divine Mother. Be courageous, dear ones. These stories form the false foundations of human culture. As you increase your awareness in the subtle realms, and your awareness of the love of the Divine Mother that is always present, you help to disappear these false foundations. Soon you will not understand how they ever came to be. We ask that you humans do. Do what is uncomfortable to bring the highest good. Ask what you do work for the highest good. And do with love. But stop the thought that I don't matter. I can't do any good. It's beyond me. All are called now into action. You see all around you things you can do. Do them and keep doing them with love. Continue doing your inner work of healing and expanding your perceptions and consciousness, and more will be revealed to you. Gather with others and combine your energies and intentions. Bring the love of the Divine Mother into all that you do. Do things not against, but for. As you call on the love of the Divine Mother and consciously bring it into your heart, into your groups, and into your communications with the subtle realms, you will move mountains. The love of the Divine Mother is your foundation for all, for your healing, for the healing of others, for the healing of the collective, for the healing of your earth, for the evolution of human consciousness. So, expand your perceptions and ability to communicate with all the subtle realms of your earth and of the cosmos. Bring in the love of the Divine Mother. Live in this love as you do your fierce healing in this year. Healing is happening, dear ones. Do not be afraid. Be courageous with love. As always, we send you our love and our gratitude for all that you do in this growing, expanding, and healing. We are with you. Your own circle of spirit guides is with you, and they are looking forward to your expanded communication with them and with all the subtle realms. Blessings, blessings, blessings.